Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. This edition of PeopleTech is brought to you by, well, the HCM Technology Report. With a readership that's growing at 35% a month, we're the most trusted source of news for buyers and developers of HR technology. To learn more about how you can reach our audience of decision makers and influencers, visit www.hcmtechnologyreport.com/partnerships. That's www.hcmtechnologyreport.com/partnerships. Now, there's nothing unusual about a vendor sharing its vision this time of year. So why talk about ADP's prediction that in 2020, HR technology will become more flexible, more personalized, and more team-oriented? It's not exactly groundbreaking. But I don't think this is a simple marketing plug. Instead, I think ADP's predictions should be read in context. The company's been busy this year. It's launched several products, it's rebranded, and recently it's been showing analysts a passel of new features. No, it hasn't made any major announcements, but its tone and focus has certainly changed. Back in March, you might remember, ADP launched a modest rebranding with a sizable communications campaign. All the rebranding did was add the words "Always Designing for People" to the company's logo. Always Designing for People. ADP. Get it? Now we find out the company's been working on something called NextGen. The project's team of several hundred is based in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood. People inside say the location was specifically chosen to make ADP's recruiting more competitive with the Googles and Facebooks of the world. That alone's worth a note. The people who've seen NextGen like it. Josh Burson said it could become one of the more disruptive systems on the market, and Human Resource Executive named it one of 2019's top HR products. Now, a lot of people think ADP is just a big old payroll service at heart. But remember, it has annual revenue of $14 billion, plus more than 800,000 customers. Yes, a big chunk of its business comes from SMBs, but it also has a sizable presence in the enterprise. That breadth of customer base gives ADP an advantage when it comes to growing its business. Specifically, it can put resources into product development for one market without neglecting the others. So, ADP expects HR tech to become more agile. It says more solutions will move to the cloud and take an open ecosystem approach that facilitates partnerships. Its customers will be able to tailor their own experience and create their own workflows, all without having to understand code. Whenever NextGen's rolled out, expect those concepts to be its foundation. This has been PeopleTech from the HCM Technology Report. This edition was brought to you by our very own business development group. Learn how we can help you reach HR Technology's decision makers and influencers by going to hcmtechnologyreport.com/partnerships. And to keep up with the most important developments in the HR technology industry, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech business. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.